CNN's Acosta, Trump bleeding GOP support over campaign's ambulance chasing routine to stop vote counting. By Pam Key on November 4, 2020. CNN's chief White House correspondent Jim Acosta said that President Donald Trump was bleeding GOP support. According to Acosta, Republicans were breaking with Trump over his campaign mounting legal challenges in battleground states Wednesday night. Acosta said, "The Trump campaign is saying they are confident in a path that remains. When you talk to the sources privately, you hear a different story. Based on what I'm hearing from my sources, the mood is darkening inside the Trump campaign. I talked to a source close to the White House a little while ago who said the president is bleeding GOP support," is the way this person described it. Bleeding GOP support over his behavior. He continued, "What are we talking about in terms of his behavior? Leveling baseless charges, there are voter fraud. That ballots are taken from him, and states taken from him, and he is being robbed. Just a short while ago, the president tweeted that he hereby claims the state of Michigan. He can't hereby claim anything. I can't hereby claim a ham sandwich if I want to." But the president is engaging in that kind of reality-challenged behavior at this point. He added, "According to the source close to the White House, I spoke with a little while ago. The tactics they are going into the individual states and mounting legal challenges are really been called into question by some fellow Republicans." This source close to the White House described that as an ambulance chasing routine and, to continue with the words of this source close to the White House, "To make matters worse, Rudy is on the case," meaning the former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, whose credibility throughout all of this really has been shattered, as he has made just one reckless and baseless accusation after another. Anchor Jake Tapper said, "Yeah, Rudy Giuliani had a press conference, and it was like a scene out of a Coen Brothers film." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.